Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your healing host. After a week away with the flu, thanks to everybody who took over for me while I was gone. I know Chris Check did one day and Edgar did one day. And so thanks to everybody for that. Today, easy for me because I'm back with Dr. Carlo Broussard. So they gave me an easy day coming back with a pro. And you can ask whatever you like, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Carlo, of course, a longtime apologist here, doctor of philosophy, author of a bunch of books, including two very fine books of dialogue, really, with Protestant ideas. So very happy to have whatever question you've got for him today, 888-318-7884. Let's fill up those lines, too, because I'm going to give out a different number shortly. Again, if you have a question, 888-318-7884. We're going to also do a little bit of fundraising this hour, and we're going to try to keep it in within manageable levels. But every 3 months, we have the opportunity to come to you, ask you for your support so that we can continue to do what we've been doing for the last 30 years. And for 30 years, that has worked. You have come through for us. We have so many good and generous friends, maybe I'm being presumptuous. Maybe they're just like, keep these people off the streets. I'll give money just to keep them off the streets. Whatever it is, we do need your help. And that number is 888-291-8000. Go ahead and dial that number and be the first. I'll let you know when the first call comes in, 888-291-8000. We always have matching money for these, and we have $20,000 of matching money this hour. So whatever amount you give, up to $20,000. It'll be matched dollar for dollar this hour, 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Carlo, thanks for being here. Appreciate you coming.
Yes, great to be back with you, Si. I'm glad that you're on the mend and healing up.
It's great
to have you back in the seat.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question about Sola Scriptura to start the show, and it's going to be basically, we do hear this argument that Sola Scriptura, which of course is many of our Protestant brothers and sisters, that's the key to their understanding of how you understand the faith, only Scripture, or Scripture alone. But we hear the argument that it's self-refuting. So you won't mind if I ask you momentarily after we ask a few more folks to call and support us, if I ask you, is it self-refuting? Is Sola Scriptura at its root a self-refuting philosophy?
Well, we shall see.
All right.
I'll dangle that carrot for you.
Again, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Our colleagues are standing by. When you call one of our coworkers here. Whoever you talk to, it's going to be a coworker here at Catholic Answers. They're waiting for you, and I am awaiting that first call. So let me tell you, Catholic Answers, it takes probably a little over $200,000 to fully fund everything we do for the next 3 months. We know that pledge drives are uneven, and so our goal for this one, because it being February, it's usually a tough time to raise funds. $175,000 is our goal for this pledge drive. $175,000. If we can do that, we are well on our way to being fully funded as we continue throughout the year. Other drives will have different goals. But it costs about $200, $225 to go for 3 months here. Just to give you an idea of what that money means, on the Super Bowl, that was about 1.8 seconds of advertising. So for what you could pay for 1.8 seconds of a Budweiser commercial, you can fund us for 3 months. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Carlo, you're out there all the time. Do people talk to you about what Catholic Answers means to them?
Oh, they sure do, my friend. One testimony that comes to mind came about recently when I went to Bloomington, Indiana for a weekend-long retreat at Mother the Redeemer Retreat House there, run by the Franciscan Friars of Mary Immaculate, I think, or the Immaculate Mary. But point being, there was a 19-year-old young adult gentleman there who shared with me how he was a Baptist convert. He had converted to Catholicism from the Baptist tradition just last Easter Vigil. I think that was Easter Vigil 25. And he shared with me how for several years he had started coming to the faith and learning about Catholicism primarily through Catholic Answers. In fact, Catholic Answers was the major vehicle that he was through which he was able to come to know about Catholicism and begin desiring Catholicism. But he was unable to convert because of the complications that created living under the roof of his parents, who were hardcore Baptists, even his grandfather being a Baptist minister. But just last year, he actually came into the church at Easter Vigil 2025. He attended this retreat, shared that story with me, came up to me to thank me personally for all the work that I do and all the work that we do at the Catholic Answers for his conversion. And this dude is fired up, Si. He
wow,
was sharp.
Beautiful.
He was well-read. He was very articulate, just a striking young man. I was so impressed with this young lad. And he shared with me that his grandfather, who's a Baptist minister, is actually beginning to inquire about Catholicism. So his grandson, and the fire and the fervor that he has for the Catholic faith, is beginning to influence his grandfather and rub off on his grandfather.
Wow.
Such that he's beginning to inquire. And so, Si, you know, on this day when we're trying to raise funds to keep the ministry of Catholic Answers going, it's those sorts of fruits, man, that the work of Catholic Answers bears. And for our listeners out there, it's quite simple. If you want good fruit like this to continue to bear from the work we do at Catholic Answers, then you need to call in right now and pledge your support and help us keep it going, because there's a heck of a lot more to share and there's more to come. But we can't do it without the support of our listeners.
888-291-8000. I am not sure if it's my computer or if it's really the case. I have not seen the first call yet. So it may be that it's not registering just here in the studio with me. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All right, Carlo, I'm going to give you your question, because I teased with it, so we should probably get to it.
Sure thing.
I do want to remind people there's a $20,000 match, and there is a second match for anyone who can make a pledge of $500 or more. Your match will be your pledge will be matched a second time. So let's get that first call in here. We'll get going. 888-291-8000. Carlo, tell me about Sola Scriptura. Some Catholics argue that if Sola Scriptura were true, then it would need to be proven by the Bible, since the Bible alone is our rule. Then it would have to be proven there. Is that a good argument? And does that show us that Sola Scriptura is not, in fact, true?
Yeah, and so it depends upon how our Protestant friend is defining Sola Scriptura. So if our Protestant friend defines Sola Scriptura as Scripture alone contains all of God's revelation, or the whole counsel of God concerning things necessary for man's salvation, to quote the Westminster Confession, whether explicit or by way of good and necessary consequence, then I do think this self-refuting argument has some traction, since that principle itself, Scripture alone contains all of divine revelation, seemingly would be a matter of divine revelation as well. And since that part, that piece of the puzzle, right, is not present within sacred scripture, well, then it would follow that this version of Sola Scriptura would indeed be self-refuting. So I do think Sola Scriptura is self-refuting on this view and this way by which it's defined. However, if Sola Scriptura is viewed as a what philosophers and theologians call a prolegomenon, that is a first principle, that's merely the result of historical circumstances. That's to say, you know, that the New Testament writings are simply the only infallible thing we're left with since the apostles died, and of course with the Old Testament as well, understanding them to be inspired. Then if this is how our Protestant friend is going to define Sola Scriptura, Si, I'm actually sympathetic to the idea that the self-refuting argument doesn't work. I don't think it works here, because on this view, all our Protestant friend is saying is, hey, by way of historical circumstances and divine providence, this is all we're left with, the infallible testimony of the apostles, and of course Jesus as recorded by the apostles. And since we don't have any evidence for a non-written apostolic tradition preserved in history, so the argument goes, or any infallible testimony succeeding the apostles, well, then it follows that we're just left with Scripture alone as our infallible rule of faith. Uh-oh. And I think that's fair and that's consistent. However, I do think it is fair to ask whether the New Testament gives evidence to favor the future sola scriptura paradigm for the Christian church, or whether the New Testament favors the Catholic Orthodox paradigm of there being more than one infallible rule for Christian belief and practice, like sacred tradition and the magisterium. I do think that's a fair question. So we look at the New Testament to see which of these two models does the New Testament evidence favor? And then, of course, you would corroborate that with which of these two models does the early Christian testimony favor, and the writings of the early church fathers succeeding the apostolic writings. And whenever you do that, we don't have time to get into all that evidence here, Cy, but at least we can sketch out the path. Whenever you do that, you come to the conclusion that the sola scriptura paradigm is not what was envisioned by Jesus or the apostles, and it is not what was practiced by the early Christians succeeding the apostles in the first, second, and third centuries. Rather, what we do find is New Testament evidence favoring the Catholic Orthodox paradigm of infallible rules for the church, sacred tradition intended to be preserved in succession of bishops succeeding the apostles. And then also, it would require much argumentation, but I do think it can be done, that the apostles envisioned an infallible teaching authority to succeed them in the order of bishops, the college, the episcopal college that would succeed the college of the apostles. Now, like I said, this is just a sketch, but I do think these premises can be defended such that we would be able to conclude that we were not left merely by way of historical circumstance only with the infallible testimony of Jesus and the apostles in the New Testament. Rather, we have other rules of faith, non-written apostolic traditions preserved in history, and thus it would be binding our consciences as Christians, equal to sacred scripture as the word of God, since that would be inspired at least in content as well. And then we would provide the evidence for an infallible teaching authority in the Episcopal College at large, universally speaking. We would argue as Catholics, also in the successor of St. Peter, the Bishop of Rome, and therefore conclude yet again that sola scriptura is false. So again, that's a sketch, but I do think it's helpful to at least carve out the outlines of where the discussion and the debate has to go in order to be fruitful.
The number here, if you'd like to participate in our February pledge drive, once a quarter we come to you and ask you for your support, 888-291-8000. That's an example right there of what Carlo did, I will tell you, of one of the things that people say about this radio program and this station that you're listening to in general is, I think one of the things that Catholic Radio has really done well is show people that intelligent conversation is exactly what Catholics are looking for. I think we have Protestant supporters who support this program, and I think that fair treatment of sola scriptura is part of the reason, that kind of answer. And so if that's what you believe in, if you believe that we need to share the faith, be firm and clear about the truth of the person of Jesus Christ and his church, but to do so always in a charitable way, we could use your support right now, 888-291-8000. Just what I said I thought was happening is exactly what happened. Quite a few calls came in there right away, and I want to thank all those people who picked up the phone and called. It was just that my computer wasn't registering it. So a very good start to the pledge drive. And so that allows me to have the confidence to let Carlo answer more questions. So we'll go back to the phone. Right after I just remind you where we are each quarter, we come to you. This is the first quarterly time this year, and we ask you to support us for the next 3 months going forward. The number to call if you'd like to make your pledge is 888 291-8000. Everything is matched this hour up to $20,000. So we'd love to reach that, fully exhaust that $20,000 that we've got for this hour. And then if you are able, we have a second match. And the second match is any gift of $500 or more is immediately matched again. So just to do a little arithmetic, $500 becomes $1,500 because it's part of the $20,000 match, and then it's matched again by another donor. 888-291-8000. We got a couple of gifts we're going to give you at the $50 and the $500 level as well. But I feel like I'll just leave it in your hands to call right now. We've got 12 lines open. Perfect time to call. Early in the pledge drive means so much to us. Because the lines fill up at the end, but I'll leave it in your hands to call 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to Catholic Answers Radio, and I will let Carlo continue to do what he loves to do, which is answer questions. So let's go to Midland, Texas, where Carson is watching on YouTube. Carson, welcome. You got a question for Carlo about the Catholic faith?
Yeah, hey guys, how's it going?
Very well.
Thanks for taking the time to answer some questions. I appreciate it.
Happy to.
I'm a Protestant, and my roommate actually is Catholic, and he's been teaching me and taking me to Mass and everything.
Awesome.
And the question I'm going to ask is, I don't understand why y'all have to have the Eucharist, because in my mind, Jesus dying on the cross and being raised again, and I think that's enough. And then also, when I take communion at my Protestant church, I really slow down and think about what Jesus did, and believe in my heart that it is the body and blood of Jesus. So why is the Eucharist needed?
Okay. All right. Well, Carson, thanks so much, buddy, for giving us a call this evening. So first of all, I want to address the second part of your question, how you mentioned whenever you partake of your communion within your Protestant church, you mm-hmm. think about what Jesus did. And kudos mm-hmm. to that, right? That's a grace to remember, to recall what Jesus did on the cross and to assent to that and to receive the fruits of Jesus' death on the cross right then and there. And also how you said you believe that it's the body and blood of Jesus. So I would recognize that as a grace, a movement of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. for your mind to recognize what we would believe to be true as well, that the Eucharist is the real mm-hmm. body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Now, we would dispute as to whether it actually is Jesus's body and blood within your Christian community. And the reason for that dispute would be that we believe and would argue that the power to change bread and wine doesn't reside within every Christian believer, but within specifically mm-hmm. ordained ministers who have succession from the apostles. That's a separate issue to debate.
Gotcha.
But at least you know where the conversation would go. But now let me address the first part of your question. You mentioned why do we have to have the Eucharist? Well, Carson, I think the simple answer there is because Jesus has given it to us as a gift. So whenever we speak of the necessity of receiving the Eucharist for our salvation, we understand mm-hmm. that insofar as this is a revelation given to us by Christ, this is a gift given to us by Christ, and for those to whom it is revealed, Christ wills for us to receive it. So whenever he says in John chapter 6, for example, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you. To state that positively, mm-hmm. you must eat his flesh and drink his blood to have life within you. Now, whenever he makes that sort of absolute statement, the assumption there is that this applies to those to whom it is revealed. For the person who comes to mm-hmm. know that Jesus is in the Eucharist, they need to assent and to receive Jesus' body and blood in the Eucharist, and it will in turn give the divine life or increase sanctifying grace within our soul. So the bottom line here, Carson, to the question of why uh-huh. we need to receive the Eucharist, is because Jesus wills for us to receive the Eucharist specifically to strengthen, to nourish sanctifying grace in our soul. Now then, the question would become in the conversation as to where Jesus' body and blood is present in the Eucharist, like which Christian communities have the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist so that we can consume his flesh and his blood and have the eternal life mm-hmm. that he promises in imperfect states now and in the perfect state in heaven. What do you think of that, Carson? Is that helpful at least to carve out the different paths of the discussion and where we would need to go in further conversation?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. The only thing is, you say that Christ wills us to do that. Does it say that specifically in Scripture? You don't have to know, but I'm just looking for a yes or no answer.
Well, the answer is yes, because Jesus said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. So we could look at John chapter 6 in the Bread of Life discourse, where he gives us the command to eat his flesh and drink his blood six times in six verses, in verses 54 through 58. The command is clear. You can't dance around that. And then secondly, Carson, at the Last Supper, where he tells the apostles, this is my body, take and eat. This is my blood, take and drink. And then he commands them, do this in remembrance of me. That implies that the apostles will continue to do what he did at the Last Supper, which would also entail giving the real presence of Jesus' body and blood in the Eucharist to others to eat and to drink as well. And so Jesus does issue the command to eat his flesh and drink his blood in the Eucharist, both in the Bread of Life discourse and at the Last Supper. So the short answer to that question is yes.
Right on. Thank you so much. God bless both of you.
God bless you,
God
buddy.
God bless you, Carson. I really want to send him Joe's book, The Eucharist is Really Jesus. I don't know if we can, if we've got time in there. Usually we don't give out too many books during Pledge Drive, but this like seems like a gotta do on this one. So Carson, if you hang on, we'll do our best to get you a copy of The Eucharist is Really Jesus. Let me remind you where we are. We're in the middle of a pledge drive. We've already got Carlo to answer two questions, which means people have been calling. When people call to give to the pledge drive, that lets us be a little more relaxed in our appeal. But right now, the lines are back to being open again. So there are 13 lines open. 14 of our colleagues are currently waiting or currently at their phones. So just one call on 888-291-8000. Can you make a pledge of $50? If you can make a gift right now of $50, it's going to be matched. And we're going to send you a copy of Salvation is from the Catholic Church, How Christ Uses the Church to Bring Us to Him. It's Trent Horn's latest book, and you can get that just by picking up the phone, 888-291-8000, and any gift, $50 or more, you'll get that. You can also get it by going safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. How often do we love Jesus? 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Catholic to 24365. You can make your pledge there as well. Now, maybe you can do that $500 gift. I want to remind folks that the $500 gift is matched twice this hour. The first time with that $20,000 match that we have for every gift. And then we have a second donor who will match it a second time. That's $1,500 that you make available to us when you do that. And we'll give you the book that I just mentioned, Salvation is from the Catholic Church, and Carlo's brand new book, Baptism Now Saves You, How Water and Spirit Give Eternal Life. New, I should say new. Carlo is very precise in his language. He said he'll go, not brand new, new. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 11 lines open. If you'll fill them up, that'll allow us to continue to do our work or to let Carlo do the work here. 888-291-8000. Catholic Answers Live is broadcast on hundreds of stations around the country, and every single one of them receives it for free. But it's not free to us. Basically, you give it to us as a gift. Your pledge makes it possible for us to do this. So if someone's in Australia, they want to broadcast it, they can. Someone's in Russia, they want to broadcast it, they can. India to Indiana. You can have this show for free, and that's because we have generous donors who make it possible for us to give it away for free. The world is in desperate need of reasoned, intelligent conversation about the person of Jesus Christ and about the Catholic Church. Why is the world in desperate need of that conversation? Because the world is in desperate need of the person of Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church. We'd like to share it. We're trying to share it, and you are making it possible. Can you pick up that phone right now and make your pledge? 888 888- 291 8,000. Look at that. We're five calls on right now, 10 lines open. So our colleagues are jumping on the lines to take your calls. I'll remind you that when you call, you're calling our colleagues. You're calling our coworkers. They are taking a couple hours to sit by the phone and wait for your call. If you want to take a while to tell them your story, to tell them why you're giving, they would love to spend the time with you. On the other hand, if you call up and go, I got 45 seconds to do this, I am at a red light, they will get you done in 45 seconds. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. When you go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, it all goes to the same matches, you get the same gifts, and it funds the exact same program. So you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or if you've just got your phone with you and you want to text, just text the word Catholic to 24365. We are going to take a very, very quick break. Perfect time to call. Nine lines open. Perfect.
That's too many, Si. They need to get filled up right now, man.
That is exactly. Thank you, Carlo. And that's exactly right. And this is your opportunity to fill them up. 888-291-8000. Can you, you know what? I'll tell you what. When we come back, I'll tell you what the $20 a month gift does. You become a Catholic Answers defender at that level. So for everybody, there's a level. 888-291-8000. Eight lines open.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. It is very humbling when you ask folks to pick up the phone and call, and folks do that. It's very gracious of you. Thank you for doing that. Catholic Answers is completely, this program, 30 years now, completely paid for by listeners. Now we've got podcasts. We've got all kinds of other things that go out into the world and try to answer questions about the Catholic faith, and you make it possible. Here with us now, the president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Chris, that was kind of exciting. People really picked up the phone there.
There are 13 calls right now, but there are two lines open, my friends. So 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Si, I was sitting in that chair yesterday.
Thank you.
Where you are now. No, I'm the one saying thank you because I know you were really suffering from the flu and now you're back.
I am
thanks
back.
Be to God, because if it had been up to me to run this radio drive, it would not have been as fun.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I am very happy to be out of that bed.
I just want to say thank you to all of the people who are being so generous to us right now. There are four lines open, my friends, 888-291-8000. And I also want to thank everybody who prayed yesterday, because this flu cough thing has really run through
Kathy, yes.
2020 Gillespie Way here, yeah, in beautiful El Cajon in East County, San Diego. And Edgar's been down, and Luke Bender, the great Luke Bender, and I don't know anybody.
Darren's whole family
is
down.
Yeah, yeah. John Versillo.
That's all of us. That's the whole
Donna
studios department.
Yeah, and so I know a lot of you are praying for us to recover. 888-291-8000. And those prayers worked, and we're all coming out of it, and we know that a lot of people are suffering from that this season, so you're in our prayers too. Cy, it was. I read in the Pillar the other day, yesterday, I think the day before, that it's confirmed that Fulton Sheen is going to be beatified.
Praise God!
They don't exactly have the day yet, but I mean, I think this is just serendipitous for us here at Catholic Answers, because he is, you know, he was, of course, the TV bishop or archbishop there, but he was a pioneer in media.
He sure was.
And we stand on the shoulders of giants like Fulton Sheen, I think, when we broadcast the show. And the church wants to make use of every media that she can, including even social media, which sometimes can be problematic, or Catholic.com, which is our URL, or all the books that we publish. But as many media as we can to reach souls with the gospel. And this program, Cy, I mean, it is exceptional for the quality of its content, for the quality of its talent. You there behind the mic as the host, I know you have such a heart for every single caller who calls, but then all of our magnificent apologists, Carla Broussard, I was just listening to the show before I came in here, the last caller you took before the break, and he said something to Carla like, it's okay if you don't know,
yeah,
but is that somewhere
Bible,
in the scripture? I'm like, brother, do you know who you just said that to? And
I
I'm
know.
Thinking, so 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. My friends, we have put together this excellent show that gets broadcast 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, to educate people about the Catholic faith. Yes, of course, but really, why? To bring people to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ,
amen,
to bring them to the grace of his sacraments, all seven of them, to bring them to the fullness of his truth. And that's what we do every day. 888-291-8000. And by your generosity, my friends, you make it happen.
888-291-8000. Five lines open now. Perfect time to call. There's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. For those who can make a gift of $500 or more, it will be matched a second time. And we've got all those funds today. But we know that second match, we never know how long it will last.
Can
so
I just
today is the
can
day.
Can I underscore this?
Yes.
Are you telling me I give $500 and it's $1,500 to Catholic Answers?
That's exactly what
my
I'm
friends,
telling.
If there were a time to give $500 or two times $500, right? If you like $1,000, that's tripled. That's stunning.
That is stunning.
So typically, if somebody would say, you know, if you give $75, I'll finish it and make $100 out
right,
of it, or something
right,
like that. No, you give a third, and two other donors are gonna triple that. That's stunning.
888-291-8000. You can do that on your own, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text the word Catholic to 24365. I was gonna mention the Catholic Answers Defenders. That's what apologetics is, essentially, defending something, and we defend the Catholic faith. And defenders are people who make a pledge to give $20 a month or more. That is so helpful to us. Chris can tell you, he's a professional at this fundraising stuff, and that when people make a monthly commitment to you, that makes it possible to do all kinds of great things. So we send you a lot of great gifts if you can come in at that $20 level.
Our defenders, our monthly givers, are the lifeblood of Catholic Answers. And I can tell you what it means, Cy, to us is we know that we're counting on that revenue throughout the year. So we know exactly the growth that we can budget for. If we want to bring on additional staff, for example, then we're able to say, okay, we know we have this revenue coming and we're prepared for it. And we know that it's going to be steady. So my friends, that is become a defender. That is a great way to support Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Or text Catholic to, what is that? 24365.
Exactly.
The chair was in the way.
How about we let Carlo answer a question, and then we'll come back and we'll do a little bit more of this.
As long as he answers it quickly.
All right. I don't know. Carlo.
And correctly as well.
Yes. Well, we'll see. If you know the answer to this, take it. Suzanne is in How do you say that, Virginia? You know,
Belvoir.
Belvoir. Okay, Fort.
There actually is a Fort Belvoir
in Virginia.
Well, are you on active duty, or you live in the town, Suzanne?
Suzanne, he's not talking to me.
I am so sorry.
Go ahead.
My kids kind of get to bed, so I apologize. I didn't realize I was on air.
No, that's okay. Where are you in the military?
My husband.
We're happy you're here, yep. Suzanne. Do you want me to yell at the kids for you before you ask your question? I'm happy to yell at them.
That would be awesome.
Go to bed.
I need it. No, I'm just
okay.
Kidding.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. The question is, so in Romans 2, it talks about the Gentile who does the law without knowing the law can be saved. So the question is, can you tell me, like, what intellectually goes on with that Gentile? Or, like, as far as, does he have to, like, humble himself in a way that has an attitude toward of, like, some sort of repentance, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of, can you describe the Gentile, I guess, maybe?
That's a great
question. Yeah, sure. So what you're referring to there, Suzanne, comes from Romans chapter 2, verses 14 through 15, where Paul says that even though they don't have the law, like in the Ten Commandments revealed to the Israelites, they do by nature what the law requires. So Paul is teaching that Gentiles are still subject to following what we call the natural moral law. They are able, by reason alone, without any sort of supernatural revelation, to identify what is good for human beings, an order of good inscribed within our human nature, insofar as we are human beings, and then choose to follow and live in accord with that good. Follow that order and live in accord with that good. Live according to the natural moral law. And that, Suzanne, can constitute at least natural virtue, natural goodness. Now, how this relates to their salvation? Well, that natural goodness predisposes them, opens them up, makes them open to receive the supernatural grace of salvation if God wills to give them that grace of salvation outside the ordinary means, like through the sacraments in the Catholic Church. Assuming that this particular Gentile is not responsible for his ignorance of the truth that God has given to the Catholic Church, say, or even through Jesus Christ. So if a Gentile is unaware of the truth of Jesus Christ and everything he's revealed due to no fault of his own, and is living in accord with the natural moral law as he is able to, honestly seeking truth, goodness, and beauty, willing and intending to live in accord with that truth, goodness, and beauty that he comes to know, then he is at least disposed naturally to receive the grace of salvation that God could very well intend to give him. And so this is why, Suzanne, that the church teaches it's possible for someone outside the visible boundaries of the Catholic Church to be saved. The Catechism of the Catholic Church talks about this, paragraphs 848 and the surrounding paragraphs. But here's the key. The key to understand this is that whatever grace that Gentile is saved by, it is the grace coming from the head Jesus through his body, the church, such that that individual, when given the grace by God in an extraordinary way, would be at least invisibly united to Jesus' church, thereby being saved, even though he's not visibly united. And so that's sort of the theological rationale that explains how this Gentile could possibly be saved, even though he's not within the visible boundaries of the church that Jesus established. What do you think of that, Suzanne? Is that helpful for you?
It is helpful. I have a little clarifying question if you have time.
Sure, sure.
The question is, as far as, like, you know, of no fault of their own. So would that, could that possibly include those who, like, either through, like, education from their side, who are, like, opposed to Catholicism, they've been told falsehoods about the Catholic Church, or, like, you know, like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they have encountered the Catholic Church, but maybe not in a good way from a Catholic, or from a bad way from someone on the outside.
Mm-hmm. All right, Suzanne, great question. Now, there, notice how we shifted the target of the audience, the targeted audience, from Gentiles, somebody who, like, doesn't know about Jesus, to, as you put it, a non-Catholic Christian. Now, for that individual, Suzanne, it's possible that their intellect is falling short of hitting the target of the truth of Catholicism due to no fault of their own. Maybe that individual, Suzanne, just isn't the sharpest knife in the kitchen and doesn't have the intellectual chops to sift through the falsehoods that he or she was taught. And so it's just simply by virtue of their inability to think clearly and think through this stuff, they're falling short. And that would be due to no fault of their own. So God wouldn't hold them accountable for that. Or maybe they're honestly pursuing and they're trying their best, but for whatever reason in God's providence, he's just not given the light of great, the grace of light for the intellect to see the truth. And maybe he will at some other point in time. And so there's a host of reasons, Suzanne, as to why someone's intellect would fall short of seeing the truth of Catholicism due to no fault of their own. And if that is the case, and God sees that reality, then it follows God's not going to hold them accountable because God is a just God.
Suzanne, it was a great pleasure to get to talk with you. And
can we send her a book?
Sure, send her whatever you like. You're the boss.
Suzanne, you just tell the call screener which book in the Catholic Answers catalog you want. I just want to thank your husband for his service, but I really want to thank you. My wife, Jackie, was a Marine Corps wife many, many years ago, and I know that the military spouses, the wives, bear as much of the burden of expeditions and deployments as their husbands do when they are out there defending our freedoms. So thank you very much. Just tell the call screener
whatever
book you want. Thank you for your service, Suzanne.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a quick break right back. Let me tell you right now, we've got 12 lines open. We are going to be able to use up that $20,000 match this hour. I'll give you the exact numbers. But if we continue the way we've been going, we're going to have a very fine opening hour, 888-291-8000. Everything matched, dollar for dollar, up to $20,000, 888.
14 lines open.
291-8000.
There's only one, Catholic Answers Live. One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live, 888-291-8000, the number for our pledge drive. Folks have really responded, and we're very grateful for that, but there are 14 lines open right now. What happens is, we experience a little thing called human nature every time we do this, and human nature says, put it off to the last minute for a lot of us. And so when you call on the first day and use up that first day match, and get in on the lines when the lines are open, you do us a huge favor. 11 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. And if we start off using up our full $20,000 match for the first hour of this drive, we will be in great shape heading into the second hour. We just do this for 6 hours each quarter. As you've been hearing this hour, we don't take the whole hour to ask you for money. We interrupt the programming to do that, but we allow Carlo or Joe or Jimmy or whoever to do their regular job, which is answering questions about the faith. So you picking up the phone is the thing that makes this whole thing work. 888-291-8000. Carlo, you were telling me that you've... I enjoy listening to these stories that you have of what people say when you're out on the road. And Chris is here with us. So give us another one of those. Share with Chris some of what you've been hearing on the road.
Yeah. So getting back to that retreat that I was at in Bloomington, Indiana, the one of the brother or friars there of the Franciscan Friar of Mary Immaculate, I think is their title, he was sharing with me how one of the things he was most impressed about for all of us apologists here at Catholic Answers is how courteous we are. And that brought such a delight to my heart because I know that I try my best, and I know my colleagues and friends at Catholic Answers, we all try our best to be a voice of love, kindness, compassion, and courteousness to the callers. And he picked up on that. He perceived that, and he was deeply impressed by that and super grateful for the courteousness that we show to the caller. That we care
that
about the caller. Absolutely. And yeah. that we want to help the caller out, not just to know the information, not just to be informative, but performative. As Chris said earlier, we want people to experience the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. We want their hearts and minds to be configured to and conformed to the heart and mind of Christ. And that's why we do what we do. If we're not courteous and we're being jerks about it, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So we want to step out the way and let the Holy Spirit do his thing through us. So that's one story from the road that I wanted to share with everybody. And the reason why we're able to do what we do here at Catholic Answers is because of the support of our generous listeners, which they can continue to give or give for the first time by calling 888-291-8000 right now.
In fact, I'd like to follow up there, Carlo. I'd like to challenge anybody who's been listening to this show for a while and has never made a gift. I know you've benefited from the program, and maybe in your own conversations that you've had with other people and your work of evangelization, you've made good use of this program. Well, now I'm going to tell you, I think it's your turn to say thank you for the work that and Carlo and our apologists do, but not just them, the crew behind the glass here. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. There are 9 lines open. Si, here's something else. When I hear Carlo answer questions, and each one of our apologists are they're all exceedingly knowledgeable, and yet they have different temperaments and they have different styles in answering questions. When I hear Carlo answer a question, the word that comes to mind for me is precision.
Yes.
Am I right? I mean, I know that when Carlo is going to answer a question, the vocabulary that he uses is going to be the precise vocabulary.
Si, you know, if I mess up on one word, I won't sleep at the night.
I know,
right?
We have to talk him down after the show. Carlo, go to bed. You're all right. It was one word.
888-291-8000. But you know, look, and I know there are people who might be listening and say, you know, as long as he gets the general point across. But the reality is, my friends, with substantial scriptural or theological matters or sacramental matters, the philosophical foundation and the precise rhetoric and the precise vocabulary are important to giving the correct answer. And as Carlo can explain better than I can, entire heresies grew up over the misuse of a word,
right,
or the misuse of the ending of a word, right? So 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, 11 lines open. So my friends, why do I go on this little detour about Carlo's precision? It's because to make an apologist like Carlo Broussard or like Jimmy Akin or Trent or Joe or Tom Nash or Tim Staples, this takes a tremendous amount of study. I know there are a lot of young folks coming up online, and we're watching some of them, and we're wondering, are some of them one day going to be part of the Catholic Answers team? And that'd be great. But it takes a very long time. And Carlo mentioned that the Franciscan observed 9 lines open, my friends, 888-291-8000. Let's get to 0 lines open, 888-291-8000. The Franciscan observed that we are courteous, but the other thing about our voice is we are trusted. Amen. I'm not saying that an error has never been spake on this show.
That's what I'm here for, Chris.
I know, on the days I host it.
Good qualification, man. Yes, we've got to host the emails on that one.
But people can come to Catholic Answers Live and have a high degree of confidence that the answer that they are going to get to their question is the answer that the church would give. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. 10 lines open, my friends. Please call with your gift.
And you know, Chris, I wanted to support what you said earlier. Whenever you challenge the listeners to offer a sense of gratitude and thanks for the good work that we do at Catholic Answers, you were actually singing the tune of St. Paul in Galatians 6:6 when he writes, "Let him who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches."
Yes.
That's 888-291-8000. Call now.
Let me thank a few people because people have been very, very generous this hour. And I have to tell you, I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's been a while since our first hour we met the match, and I have a strong feeling with coming into the top of this hour, we're going to have a great chance of meeting our opening hour match. So thank you very much for that.
Amen.
Anthony in Kansas City, Kansas. That's the smaller one. Increased his donation to $15 a month.
Why are you running down Anthony City there, Si?
No, small is beautiful.
Small is beautiful. Good. All right, good. We love it. We love you, Anthony.
You never read that book?
Yes.
Anthony, thank you so much for that. James, a monthly donor, very excited about the radio drive, gave $200 plus fees. James, God bless you. Thank you so much. Mary just gave us $1,000 plus fees. All this together is working together for us to have a great opening hour here. Cynthia in Battle Creek, Michigan, another $1,000. Cynthia, thank you so much. We'll get to more folks and give as many thank yous as we can. I do want, though, I feel like if you're going to give the money, we're going to let Carlo answer the question. Carlo, I'm going to give you about 3 minutes on this one because then we can close out the hour, let people know how we're doing. Okay.
Let's give it a shot. Here
Adrian,
we go.
Adrian in San Antonio, Texas, watching on YouTube. Adrian, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Carlo Broussard.
Hello, guys. Thank you for taking my question today.
Sure.
So my question was, as a Protestant being very interested in Catholicism recently.
Praise God.
Okay.
I keep seeing a lot of people talk about how in the Bible it says blood is sinful to drink.
Okay.
But yet Jesus, in the Mass, you partake in the blood of Jesus. Is that not considered a sin?
Well, the short answer is no, and here's the reason why, Adrian. The prohibition of partaking of blood in the Old Testament, located in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 10, verses 10 through 12, is due merely to an imposed disciplinary precept that God gives to the Israelites, not on account of it coming from human nature. In other words, it was a prohibition imposed upon God's people. They could not drink blood, and if they did in the Old Testament, they were sinning. Not because they were doing something contrary to what's good for us as human beings, inscribed within our human nature, what we call the natural moral law, but because they were simply being disobedient to God. But because it was merely a disciplinary precept imposed upon God's people by God, it follows that that's a prohibition, that's a precept that could be changed. And Adrian, with Jesus's revelation and command for us to drink his blood, and given that he's God made flesh, it follows that that prohibition of partaking of blood is no longer binding on us as Christians, because the God-man himself is commanding us to drink blood. It is true, Jesus could never command us to do something sinful when it's sinful due to it violating our human nature, like something contrary to the natural moral law. Like God could never command us to engage in deviant sexual behavior, say, right? Because that violates our human nature. But God can change certain disciplinary precepts. Old Testament people of God, don't drink blood. Jesus changes that and says, drink my blood. And the reason, Adrian, is because in his blood is eternal life, as he reveals in John chapter 6. So that's a short answer. Hopefully that's helpful.
Adrian, thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, we're coming into the end of the hour. Perfect time to dial 888-291-8000.
Sorry, did I make the three-minute mark or what, man?
Yeah, that was a great.
I apologize. You definitely did. Oh, I didn't realize you needed strokes for that. Okay,
hey,
pat on the back, Carlo.
My friends, we're going to go into a little bit of a break here before our second hour. There are 13 lines open, and this is the best time to call because you will not miss any of the great programming here on Catholic Answers Live. So call now. Let's fill up these 13 lines, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or text the word Catholic to 24365. I've got 13 lines open, 12 lines open. Let's get this down to zero lines open, my friend. This is the perfect time to do it. We're going to have a short break. Call in now, 888-291-8000. We're so grateful for your generosity.
Dr. Carlo Broussard is our guest, and he will be back next hour. So if you're on the line waiting to ask a question, go ahead and stay on the line. If you haven't dialed yet, I'll give out that number when we come back. But the number to call, as Chris has been saying, to make your pledge, 888-291-8000. I really am looking forward to getting a report from Darren and reporting back how we did this hour, because it seemed like about the best opening hour we've had.
14 lines open.
Dr. Carlo Broussard, you will come back for another hour. Yes?
Absolutely, but only if people start filling those lines.
Oh my gosh. He's holding out on us.
13 lines open. 888-291-8000. 12 lines open. Call now.
If you can give at the $50 level, don't forget, we'll send you the new book from Trent Horn, Salvation is from the Catholic Church. We'll send you that. And Baptism Now saves you if you can give at the $500 level. Every pledge matched up to $20,000. Double matched if it's $500 or more. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or just text the word Catholic to 24365.